I'm a lifelong Houstonian, so I'm very familiar with the founder and owner of Gallery Furniture. Do y'all know him? Is he kind of famous around Mattress Mack, Jim McInvale? One of the things about Mattress Mack that kind of made him famous was his involvement in Hurricane Harvey and kind of the cleanup efforts. You know, he opened his big warehouse to let people come in who were without shelter to sleep on the furniture. And people were like, oh no, you're letting all these people who don't have homes come in and sleep on your furniture. And he's like, that's what it's for, right? For people to sleep on. He had his employees go out to neighborhoods that people need to be rescued in. And he had them take their big furniture trucks, and they became places for people to be carted into higher ground. And people were like, what? What are you doing with your trucks? Aren't they used for furniture storage? He's like, and he lost a couple of them. But he kept saying, look, it's not about property. It's not about things we lose. It's about people. And he's about saving people. And what happened with Mattress Mack is he got all of this publicity for being such a philanthropic guy. He was helping the people that needed help. And people were like, why is he doing all that? But he did it because he was moved for compassion to help others. And what happened with Mattress Mack is a lot of people didn't even know that he was Catholic until later. And they're like, wait, what? He's Catholic? And then it doesn't surprise people that he's Catholic because of the good works that he did. Because he believes in what we heard in the gospel. He remains connected to Christ. And his message of, I'm going to help people who are in need, is because he is connected to Christ. And it doesn't surprise anyone that Mattress Mack is Catholic because he's living his faith, he's living his life of faith. Well, in the first reading today, we had the opposite happen, where Saul is going out to the world and he's telling everybody, let me tell you about Jesus. And they're like, whoa, 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 you're going to tell us about Jesus? You who persecute Christians? You who put Christians to death? You're going to tell us about... But it took one of the other apostles to say, hey, look, no, he's with us. He's telling the truth here. And so then it was people were able to listen, which is a reminder to us that are people surprised when they find out we're Catholic? Are people surprised to find out that you're Catholic? Are you living your life in a way where your faith shines for others? Or when people see you, they're like, wait, that's a Christian? If people are surprised to find out that we're Christian, if they're surprised to find out we're Catholic, then maybe we don't hold the second reading in our hearts. Maybe we're not living our lives in the way that the second reading tells us. Look, if you want to follow Jesus, you want to follow the Lord, all you got to do is follow his commands. All you got to do is do what he teaches. And the gospel reminds us all we need to do is stay connected to the Lord Jesus. Stay connected to him, because if we don't stay connected to the vine, if we don't stay connected to his love, then we're just going to be pulled away and put into the fire. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to spend eternity in the fire. I'm just speaking for myself there. Maybe I'm speaking for you too, but that's not where we want to go. We want to go to the place to be with the Lord. We want to go to the place to be with the Lord forever in the heavenly banquet. And so that's why we gather together to pray. Because we ask the Lord to let our lives take root in him. Our faith is grounded right here in what we celebrate. On the Word of God that's proclaimed to us. We pray that Word of God takes heart and root in our hearts and our souls so that we're connected to Him. And then we're connected to the Lord through the Eucharist, of Him giving His very body, blood, soul, and divinity to us. So we ask the Lord as we pray together tonight that we may live out our faith in the way that He calls us to. We pray that we may be examples to others, that people are not surprised when they find out that we're Christians. They're not surprised when they find out we're Catholics. We ask the Lord to help us to live our lives of faith so that we can shine the light of the Lord Jesus to the world. We pray that we stay connected to Him. We pray that we stay connected to His love and to His mysteries, to His promise of salvation, so that we don't end up in the eternal flames, but that we end up in the eternal banquet of the kingdom of the Lord. I would also ask you, as we continue to celebrate the sacred mysteries tonight, that you join me in praying for more vocations to the church of all kinds, but especially the priesthood and religious life. As the vocation director for the diocese, I travel around all the time, and I'm always looking for young people to give their lives to Jesus as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. So I would ask you, please, to join me in praying that young people may answer that call generously. Our church needs more priests, brothers, and sisters, and nuns to serve the church. And maybe somebody in here is feeling that call in their heart, or maybe you know somebody who you think might be a good priest or a nun. And if so, we lift those folks up to prayer. If you indeed are called to serve the Lord and the church through the vocation, the priest or religious life, I pray that you're open to that. Because our church needs more men and women to connect to the Lord Jesus, to be part of this vine, to continue to allow the salvation, the mystery of the Lord's love to continue to grow and to blossom in our faith and in our lives. So as we continue our sacred mysteries tonight, we continue the celebration, we ask the Lord to send an abundance of men and women to answer that call to serve the Lord as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns.